For many employers, seeking benefits is decision time. This is Pat Casal. I'm with the MultiCare Group, and I'm excited. If you own or operate a business, or if you're head up an HR department, there's a lot of confusion out there when it comes to your employees' healthcare choices. Let us at the MultiCare Group help you navigate the myriad of healthcare options for you and your coworkers. For instance, right now we can offer small groups association health plans. This is an opportunity for you to buy a plan using the various chambers and get a multi-year rate lock. Very important, rate stability for the first time in 5 years. I'm talking about PPO plans with national access to providers, the ability to offer multiple options to your employees while providing the employer with many ways to limit their exposure. For more information, call Patrick Casal at the MultiCare Group. My cell number is 702-286-1014. That's 702-286-1014. Or try the office, 396-9449. Give us a call today and see where your options lie and how you may be able to offer quality benefits.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin.
Great to have you with us, live and local now, all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It is your radio program of record, live and local now. We are not done with elections here in Clark County, because the Clark County Republican Party is having an election. Carl Bunce resigned as chairman late last week. And as a result, we've got an election coming up next Tuesday, the 20th, of the Central Committee of the Clark County GOP. And running for chairman is Eddie Hamilton. He joins us in studio. Good morning, Eddie. How you been?
Good morning, Mr. Wall. Good to be here. And good morning to all your listeners worldwide.
Worldwide and statewide, most importantly. And a lot of people looking at what Clark County is going to do. Carl Bunce resigned. And so we are looking for an interim chairman, and you are running for
correct. Yes, I'm one of the three. I'm the only outsider, like President Trump in 2016. I'm going to be a shaker and mover. I'm going to shake up the whole thing, get away from the offices. We're going to be on the streets. We're going to demonstrate. We have to take our country back. This state is going communist. The people in Carson City, most people don't know this until they got hit by it next year. We've got a socialist government from hell coming. A socialist big government from hell coming here next year. They're going to come after your guns. They're going to come after your freedom. Homelessness will go up. Rent will go up because property taxes are going up. Rent is going up. People, we can't afford rent. They're going to stay on the street. They're going to poop and pee on your neighborhood, like in San Francisco. That is happening. And companies will be unionized. All of them will have unions. I'm talking to Sheldon Adelson. You better support us because you're going to have unions there. Union bosses will be running your show. And the Second Amendment, they're going to come after that. Question one, 2 years ago, no money to implement it. They're going to find tax money to implement it. They're going to come after your guns. We're going to lose our freedom next year. So we can't be fighting in the office. We got to be on the street. I'm going to be the Grant Sawyer Building next year.
So tell me, what is it that the chairman of the Clark County Republican Party can do to change that? The 41 bills that were vetoed last year that will come back to the legislature this year. What is it you can do?
In the past, that was never in the radar screen. But if I'm chairman, Like I told you, before, I'm a grenade thrower. I got 7 months to do this job. I'm good at running the two-minute offense. They call me Fast Eddie Hamilton. I know how to do this. I don't work for anybody. I got my own company. Nobody could fire me except me. So I can go out there, balls out. I'm going to, keep freedom in Nevada. So what we do is we got active. Currently, the party chairman is to raise money, and I'm going to do it with a new system and to help candidates. But the election is not until 2 years from now. But we got to do something right now. Now, the party, the establishment, don't want to get active. I'm going to introduce political activism. That's what the Democrats are doing. Political activism.
But Republicans, by and large, Eddie, we don't do that. We have jobs, and we have to take the kids to Little League practice and to soccer practice. And, we don't do that.
Exactly. But that's why I'm in the game. Like I said, I know how to run a two-minute offense, a hurry-up offense, and get the goal. What I'm going to do is we're going to do the same thing what we're doing, but we're going to do something extra. It's called political activism. Now that Sandoval out of the picture, Sandoval is one bad hombre. He's gone. He's keeping grassroots Republicans down. He's the darling of the Democrats because Sandoval did what Democrats want to do. So he's gone now. We're going to take our party back. We're going to have grassroots political activism. You recall across the street here in 2010, we've got Tea Party rallies. That's how we took over the House of Reps. Ever since then, we've been sleeping. So I'm offering the Central Committee, do you want me or not? If you don't want to be active, you won't be slaughtered in your sleep. Vote for somebody else.
Explain who votes.
Okay.
The Central Committee, how many of them are there?
Correct.
Who are they?
Okay, basically, all Republicans registered could become a Central Committee member by signing in and showing their ID, okay? And then, in order to be able to vote, they have to attend two consecutive meetings every other month. If not, they can't vote. So basically, we've got about 400 or 500 of them, but we expect next week only 150 will be there, eligible to vote. But I'm drumming up support, making phone calls to tell them to come in. Because if I'm elected, it's going to be a shock to establishment Republicans, to Robertsons of the world, John Hambricks of the world. Now, I've been in the Central Committee since 2005 when John Hambrick was a conservative. Now, John Hambrick went to the dark side, okay? But we can't expect him to fight for us. So to fight the legislature, we got to go to the Grant Sawyer building beginning in February. You to testify. Instead of going to Carson City, you can go to the government building. I'm going to be active. No Republican chairman has ever done that. Never.
I want to ask you, a lot of us have been scratching our heads trying to figure out what went wrong. From a county perspective, in fact, when people ask me, when candidates ask me, hey, I need help with this or I need help with that during an election, I always say, well, you go to your county party. If that's in Nye, you go to Nye County. If you go to Washoe, and that there are people there, even if simple things like, I don't have a way to get to the polls to vote, can you get me a ride to the polls? You call your county, and they supposedly take care of you. I've been told that the Clark County Republican Party has been out of money.
Correct, yes.
Unresponsive in a lot of ways to the needs of Republican voters. Tell me the state of the Republican Party in Clark County right now.
Okay, all you said is correct. I ran for Congress, and I didn't make it. But nobody else did. All the Republicans got wiped out, okay? So I don't feel so bad. Now, the county party is got the old model. Sit back and make phone calls, encourage people, offer rides. But they're not active. So the message is not getting to the voters. The voters are looking for energetic people because they're busy taking their kids to, baseball and stuff. So the party should show leadership. And, I ran as Eddie Mr. MAGA Hamilton, Make America Great. I was one of the 15 at-large delegates to the national convention that nominated Donald Trump in 2016, one of them. So I was an original Trump supporter, and I was the beating heart of the Trump movement in my district. But a lot of people said, just cool it, just do it the old-fashioned way. That's not going to do it. Messaging is bad. Sandoval was awful. he did not endorse our Adam Laxalt. What kind of Republican is that? In my county, in Clark County, District G, Sandoval endorsed Gibson, who is a Democrat, did not endorse. How the heck do you expect to win? And, you know, Sandoval doesn't have the charisma. He didn't campaign down here. 60% of Republicans, voters in Clark County, he did not campaign much right here. So we need to energize. How do you energize? With an energetic chairman. That's what I'm offering. And I know how to raise money. We got to, you know, come
tell
up.
Tell me what you do differently, because the one thing I know, the one thing I heard repeatedly over the last election cycle is that the Clark County Republican Party was bankrupt or had zero balance or owed money for copiers and different things like that. Mm-hmm. Yes. Tell me how we got to this place. And how do you intend on raising money? Is it a matter of picking up the phone and calling Sheldon
that's
Adelson?
It. Nope. You got to throw grenades on the streets. You got to make a name for yourself. You got to show, you got to have political activism. This is a movement. I'm part of the Donald Trump movement. President Trump called it a movement. You know, you got energized, you got angry. That's how Democrats are doing it. Now, Democrats are experts in ballot stuffing. You know, like in Clark County, the election is bad in America. They are becoming the Communist Party, because in a communist nation, you have one election and then no more. But the Democrats did one better. They have one election and then they fixed the thing with provisional balloting, ballot stuffing, you know. And then they appointed federal judges who are liberal. And the judge, within an hour, approved the election, right? So we got to be smart, as smart as the Democrats. They're taking over the country, like I said. Nevada will be bankrupt. Now, I'm going to raise money, not just making phone call, but, for example, I want to raise money 365 days, you know, a year, 24/7, by texting, just like the Red Cross in the disaster. Text CCRP, Clark County Republican Party. Text CCRP to, let's say, 777, donate $10. You can do that on your mobile phone. Right now, we have a website. But nobody looks at it. Number one, it takes a long time to get the website on your screen. If you do it like that, you can raise money. Now, how do you? But it takes money to do that. So you go to Sheldon Adelson, or you go to the NRA, to the gun rights, or MGM, whoever said, look, we want money, but this is what you're going to get for your money. We're going to raise money, texting, raising money, and then getting voters to come to the meeting, like the meeting next week, Tuesday. I'm going to get more. I hope I get more than 150 Republicans. You know, and the 150 that are coming are the one that want the status quo. They don't want to change. They don't want to shake things up. So you become a CCRP member, and then you can vote. Otherwise, you can't vote. Now, I've been with the Central Committee since 2005, so I know a lot about it, you know. And I'm going to try to bring the sleepy board into the 21st century. I'm going to shake things up. If they don't like it, they resign. We appoint somebody else. And I'm going to campaign in the diverse community here. You know, Chinatown, we don't compete there. Mexican town, we don't compete there. In the ghetto, in Las Vegas, we don't compete. So I'm going to try to do that. And one of my systems that got a lot of people upset, I said, I'm going to radicalize some of the young Republicans. These are kids that still have energy. Some of the old folks, they don't want to take any chances on the streets, you know? So we're going to radicalize maybe 5 or 10 young Republicans. They're going to go out there. They're going to be warriors. You know, in the campaign the last time, they called me the relentless Trump warrior, because I give it all out. Well, you got nothing to lose, really. You got nothing to lose. You're losing your freedom anyway with this communist government in, you know, from hell in Carson City. That's what we're going to get. So we're going to have different ways of raising money, different ways of exciting the voters. Otherwise, they won't come to us. They will not come to us because we got nothing to offer. We got to offer a lot of exciting things. That's what the Democrats are doing.
That's Eddie Hamilton. He is running for chair of the Clark County Republican Party. You have run, I was trying to think of how many times, at least correct, in my lifetime, that you've run. You've run a lot.
Oh, yes, yes.
How many elections have
okay,
you won?
Okay, before I do say that, the special election is next week's Tuesday, starting at 6 o'clock on West Charleston Avenue.
See, so Elks Lodge, right?
Elks Lodge. That's a big, huge, yeah. Off of I-15, about 2 miles down. Everybody is welcome, but you can't vote if you're not a member. But you can be there and cheer. Now, coming back to that, I believe in the Constitution. I'm a constitutional conservative. The founding fathers gave us two basic rights in order to have government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Number one is voting rights. I never vote, you know, I never miss any voting. I don't care what it is, I'll be there and vote. Number two, the founding fathers gave us the right to run for public office, to be a part of that government of the people, by the people, and for the people. 99.5% of the people don't do that. To me, that is a waste. The Constitution gave us the right, but we're not using it because there are consequences. If you run for office, you may get fired by your employee. Okay, but I've always been financially independent. I'm an investor. I have properties around the valley, you know, so I'm not afraid of anybody. So
I want to get back, though, because you've run. I don't know if we will call you a perennial candidate,
yeah,
but you've been in a bunch of elections.
Oh, yeah, right.
How many have you won?
Okay, I've run three times for the U.S. Senate in the last 15 years in Nevada, against Heller, against Heck, and against Henson. I came in second against Henson. I've run for governor. I came in second against Sandoval in 2014. I ran as a conservative. And when he saw that, he said he's more conservative than me. And he could convince the people because he's got the money. And when he got elected, he raised taxes. So he's no conservative. Now, I've run for Congress, you know, in District 3. So I've not won any election yet. But I'm not giving up because the founding father said, do not give up. I give you this right. You got to use it. You know what I'm saying?
Abe Lincoln had to run repeatedly.
Exactly. But he won. I'm not going to.
Eventually, he won big.
Very big, like President Trump, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, this is an opportunity. All Americans should use it. Otherwise, all this communists will take over. You know this Consuela woman, the state senator? She's a communist from Cuba. And she's running the show now.
You're talking about Ivana Cancela.
Correct. State senator. The Cuban communist, you know? And I'm going to be the face of the Republican Party. I guarantee you that in Clark County.
And you're a bomb thrower.
I'm a bomb thrower. Everybody is scared to death. They're respectable. But now Senor Sandoval is gone. Roberson is gone. Okay? The grassroots, just like the Tea Party, we got to take over and begin to throw bombs, political bombs. I mean, you know, not violence. But we got to be active. We got to go to Sheldon Adelson, to the Chamber of Commerce, saying, are you guys comfortable being wiped out? Because this government from hell in Carson City, okay, they're going to wipe out free enterprise. Free enterprise will be gone, okay? And they're going to tax us up the wazoo, you know? And so we got to have somebody with the faith. Now, Michael McDonald, I think, is pretty active. I just have to drag him into the scene, you know, because he's got nothing to lose either. Otherwise, this is a blue state forever.
Okay, you're running next Tuesday for Clark County GOP chair. We'll find out how it goes. If folks want to reach out to you, do you have a website?
Okay, my phone number is 702-752-0016, 752-0016. Leave a message. I'll call you 24/7. Now, I'm using the Facebook. My Facebook is Eddie, E-D-D-I-E, Eddie Hamilton Facebook. You go there, you can talk to me, you can cuss at me, you can support me. I'm an open-minded
guy.
They love you.
Eddie, I got to run. We're short on time. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
And we'll see how you do on Tuesday. Eddie Hamilton running for county chair, the Clark County Republican Party. They are bankrupt. A lot of people say they raised no money, very little money in the last election cycle, and they got problems. They're going to try and dig their way out beginning next Tuesday. Stick around. More to do, live and local, now.
My name is Patrick Casale, and I'm as frustrated as you with these election results. As a business owner here in Las Vegas for the past 28 years, I've seen the Republican governor raise our taxes, give driver's license to illegal aliens, support Obamacare and the Medicaid expansion. Does anyone wonder why we lost every single congressional race in Clark County? Is it any wonder why the Clark County Republican Central Committee raised $0? Please check out my website at chairmanpat.com and join our team as we begin this journey to take back Nevada. I'm Patrick Casale.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and this is your Nevada Policy Update. Last month, we won a major multi-year lawsuit against the Nevada Public Employee Retirement System after they refused to release basic information about how they spend your tax dollars. It was an important win, and it was a precedent-setting, but it's really just the beginning if we want government in Nevada to be transparent. PERS is going to be at it again, intentionally concealing public information in absolutely no time. That's because, like an increasing number of other government agencies, the individuals running it know that they don't face any penalty when they violate Nevada's open records law. Yeah, the agency pays some attorney fees, but they do so with your tax dollars. When you or I violate the law, we face penalties. Government officials shouldn't be any different. This is why lawmakers in 2019 need to add teeth to Nevada's open records law and actual penalties for agencies and government officials who knowingly violate that law. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more. That's NevadaPolicy.org. I'm Michael Schaus with the Nevada Policy Research Institute.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
I absolutely love it. I love the next segment because it's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's where you call in and we talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. Here's the number, 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wald. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all next, live and local, now.
It ain't me. I ain't no senator song. 790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Knocking me out with those American.
It is live and local now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. It's where you get a chance to call in, talk about anything that's on your mind. One of the things we're going to do in this segment, we will talk about what we were talking about earlier, which is obviously the question of do we honestly believe in the integrity of the vote across the state of Nevada? And I have my serious doubts. But again, until somebody brings a smoking gun forward, until a judge orders 2 precincts, 3 precincts, 5 precincts audited, then the question is, well, then what? Let's go to your phone calls. And again, if you want to join us, you may not want to talk about that at all. And that's okay. Because our wall-to-wall free-for-all is about the freedom we give you to talk about anything you want to talk about. For the first 2.5 hours, we talk about what I want to talk about, what our staff wants to talk about. In this half hour, we talk about what matters to you. Let's go to Gary. Gary, you're up and you're on live and local now. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. What do you want to talk about?
Kevin, I want to talk about Eddie Hamilton.
Yo.
Thank you very much for having him. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Oh, good, because this is a very interesting guy. I never heard of him. I want to keep up with this guy. This guy is what we needed all along. But you know what? I know you've got a sense of humor. I know that you believe that maybe it's time for some political activism. So I ask you a big favor. I'm a little crazy. We all know I'm a little crazy. Put this guy on your show for 2 days and let him tell everybody that he's the first illegal immigrant with his own show, and you've taken an emergency vacation.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that right away, Gary. Thank you, man. That'll be kind of like. And by the way, for those of you that don't know, we mentioned it on the show the other day. Laura Ingraham is ending her 17-year run on national radio. Did you know that? Yeah, she's giving it up. Now that she's got a primetime gig with Fox, and she's giving it up she's giving it up in January. And then, you know, as somebody that does this and does what she does on a regular basis, this does take a toll, and the way she tried to explain it is, I'm raising a couple of kids by myself. I'm working both ends of the day. I'm working late at night and early in the morning, and that can't be easy. So I understand what Laura's talking about, but I will tell you this: I honestly believe. You know, what I worry about is that someday the bean counters at Fox are going to find out how much they're paying her for the Ingraham angle, and they're going to say, we've got some young phenom that's waiting in the wings who's prettier or smarter or whatever. But I have a feeling that Laura Ingraham will end up on her feet. She always has. I want to get to the audio sound bites, because one of the things that we've been talking a lot about is this Jeff Flake thing, where he's trying to leverage, if you will, judges during the lame duck and a measure that would protect Robert Mueller. Jeffrey Toobin says the guy's full of it, and that it just shows what a weak-kneed ninny that this Jeff Flake turns out to be. And by the way, Jeff Flake's running for president. He will never, ever, 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 ever be president of the United States. Jeff Flake is not very awe-inspiring. And one of the things he promised to do, and let's go to cut two real quick, because this is Jeff Flake from Arizona saying that he, and this is cut two, that he will hold up judges in the lame duck session until Mitch McConnell allows a vote on protecting the Robert Mueller investigation.
We've just asked for unanimous consent on the floor of the Senate to bring the Special Counsel Independence and Integrity Act to the floor. This was legislation that passed the Judiciary Committee on April 26th, a 14-7 vote. It's rare that there is such bipartisan legislation in the Judiciary Committee, yet it passed. It's languished here ever since. In the intervening time, we have sent 49 nominations, district and circuit court judges, to the Senate floor for a vote. They 50 have received a vote. There was one in the queue. So it's not that everything from the Judiciary Committee has been laying here waiting for action. We've done a lot, and these have been good votes. We've needed to move these judges through. But this is priority now. The justification given in April for not bringing it to a floor vote was that nobody was being fired. There's nothing to see here. Special Counsel Mueller was not in any danger. That clearly is not the case now. Attorney General has been fired, and the authority and the oversight for the investigation was taken away from Rod Rosenstein, the Deputy Attorney General, and given to someone who has not been Senate confirmed, who has expressed open hostility to the Mueller investigation.
Okay, I don't always agree with Jeffrey Toobin. He's the senior legal analyst for CNN. And he was on a panel last night. And I want you to listen. This is cut five, by the way. This is Jeffrey Toobin talking about, well, and disparaging, I think is the best way, tossing cold water on this Jeff Flake, no vote on the Robert Mueller investigation, no judges. He thinks that Jeff Flake is full of it and doesn't really put much stock into this leveraging act of Senator Jeff Flake. Here's Jeffrey Toobin yesterday on CNN.
You know, is there anything more empty in American politics than a threat from Jeff Flake, who has made his entire career by folding every time Mitch McConnell breathes hard? I mean, Mitch McConnell is going to squash Jeff Flake like a bug, as he always does. And the idea that Jeff Flake is going to hold up anything to protect Robert Mueller is, in my opinion, absurd. Mitch McConnell has said, we don't need a law to protect protect Robert Mueller, and that means there's not going to be a law to protect Robert Mueller. I mean, Mitch McConnell is in charge. Jeff Flake is wandering off into the darkness his last few days as a senator. I mean, this is not a fair fight. Mitch McConnell and a 98-pound weakling named Jeff Flake is just not, you know, that is not going to happen. And that means that the administration is going to have a free hand to do with Mueller what they will, and we'll see what happens.
I love the analogy to a 98-pound weakling, because that's really what Jeff Flake is all about. He found out he couldn't battle his way into re-election in Arizona, so he dropped out. He's a quitter. And now he says, well, now maybe I'll run for president. Against Trump? I mean, even against a damaged Trump, this guy doesn't have a chance. He doesn't have a chance in hell. I mean, this guy is toast. And believe it or not, they haven't even started the race. We haven't even had the start of the re-election campaign. How long do you think it will take for a Senator Jeff Flake, after he's out of office, how soon do you think it will be before Trump stomps on him like a grape? I mean, that's not even close. I mean, that isn't even a fair fight. Honest to God, that is not even a fair fight. By the way, want to remind you that this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. In fact, it's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Celebrate Thanksgiving at Ichabod's with a traditional holiday meal featuring your choice of oven-roasted turkey, homemade honey-baked ham, lamb chops, Chardonnay walleye, or slow-cooked prime rib. Add soup and salad bar for just $4. Oh, and by the way, did I mention, all Thanksgiving Day specials come with a piece of holiday pie and all the Turkey Day football you can watch. These specials, by the way, begin 12 noon Thanksgiving Day. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. We're going to take a quick break. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. In fact, you want to join us. I've got one line open. That's all I got. You can squeeze through now. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and this is your Nevada Policy Update. Last month, we won a major multi-year lawsuit against the Nevada Public Employee Retirement System after they refused to release basic information about how they spend your tax dollars. It was an important win, and it was a precedent-setting, but it's really just the beginning if we want government in Nevada to be transparent. PERS is going to be at it again, intentionally concealing public information in absolutely no time. That's because, like an increasing number of other government agencies, the individuals running it know that they don't face any penalty when they violate Nevada's open records law. Yeah, the agency pays some attorney fees, but they do so with your tax dollars. When you or I violate the law, we face penalties. Government officials shouldn't be any different. This is why lawmakers in 2019 need to add teeth to Nevada's open records law and actual penalties for agencies and government officials who knowingly violate that law. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more. That's NevadaPolicy.org. I'm Michael Schaus with the Nevada Policy Research Institute.
Thanksgiving is extra special at Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Again this year, Rhythm Kitchen will be open Thanksgiving Day, serving a traditional Cajun Thanksgiving dinner, including fried turkey, fried catfish, and Rhythm Kitchen's world-famous jambalaya. Plus, Cajun stuffing, cranberry sauce, mashed potatoes, a cold salad bar, and of course, Thanksgiving pies. It makes me hungry just thinking about it. Celebrate upstairs in the ballroom, enjoying their Thanksgiving buffet beginning at noon, or downstairs seating starts at 4. Or if you prefer to eat at home, a family-style Thanksgiving dinner is available for takeout with a minimum 24-hour pre-order. Call 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Great food, incredible five-star service. I just love it. This year, make it a Cajun Thanksgiving at Rhythm Kitchen, located on South Decatur, just off the 215.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0634. 3-2.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Forget all in-studio guests on Live and Local Now. Receive a bottle of Real Water. You know, with Real Water, you can hydrate like never before. How do they do it? Well, since Real Water is alkaline with an 8.0 pH and negative ionized, it can help your body to restore balance and reach your full potential. Now, Real Water, it's available right now at Terrible Herbs gas stations all across Nevada and in participating Valley Meat Markets in Indio for the everyday low price of just $2 for $3. That's right, $2 for $3. Now, you want to save even more money on Real Water? Try Real Water Home Delivery. Yeah, I'm a client. In fact, my delivery day is tomorrow. They bring it right to your door, and I save a ton of dough on Real Water. Wayne Allen Root's a client as well. You want more information on Real Water Home Delivery? Go to realwaterhomedelivery.com. That's realwaterhomedelivery.com. Piece of breaking news. And we were waiting. I was hoping to get some news on the CNN Jim Acosta press credential. Unfortunately, that was not forthcoming. But we do have other news that is just in. A judge in Tallahassee, Florida, has denied a request to extend the deadline in Florida's nationally watched election count. Actually, a recount. Even though it's unlikely one of the state's largest counties will be finished by the 3 p.m. Noon Pacific deadline. So the deadline's coming up 8 minutes from now, and at least one of the largest counties is not going to be able to make it. The refusal to extend clears the way for a hand recount of thousands of questionable ballots in key races for the U.S. Senate and Agriculture Commissioner because of very narrow margins. It is unlikely a third race being counted and recounted. The gubernatorial contest, where Republican Ron DeSantis is leading Andrew Gillum, will make it to a hand recount. It's not going to happen. Anyway, but the judges denied a request to extend the deadline into Florida's nationally watched election recount. We'll have more on that. Coming up top of the hour, I can just about promise you. The other thing we're supposed to have by noon, there's going to be a hearing in Washington, I believe, and it's all going to deal with the pulling the credential of Jim Acosta. And by the way, I hope they tear up his credential, destroy it, because he doesn't deserve it. I mean, he really honestly doesn't. I'm going to tell you something, because this has bothered me. You know, we keep talking about, for instance, Matt Whitaker, the acting director of the acting attorney general. And I mean, there are all kinds of lawsuits involving that. But Judge Andrew Napolitano, let's go to cut six real quick. Judge Andrew Napolitano was on with Trace Gallagher yesterday. I watched this thing and I was thinking to myself, where is he getting this? Judge Andrew Napolitano says Matt Whitaker cannot legally hold the job of acting attorney general. Yet I see legal expert after legal expert after legal expert saying the exact opposite. What is he seeing that the rest of us are not? Here's Judge Andrew Napolitano. This is Cut 6 yesterday on Fox News Channel.
I was very disappointed to see the lawyers who work for Matthew Whitaker go back to 1866 and look for a precedent there to decide whether or not he was lawfully appointed. I don't care what happened in 1866 because the Congress changed the law in the 1960s and said whoever runs the Justice Department has to be nominated by the president and confirmed by the Senate because we put too much power in their hands. Not only to supervise 90,000 people, among whom are the 30,000 that work for the FBI, not only to instigate investigations, but to terminate investigations that have already been started. That kind of power can't go to a political hack. How do we know the person is not a political hack? By subjecting them to Senate confirmation, in which their ideas about the law and their views about who should be prosecuted and who should not be prosecuted can be aired to the satisfaction of the Senate. That's not me. That's the congressional statute that was written in the 1960s, which the Justice Department conveniently overlooks.
But we know now, Judge, but Fox is reporting saying, you know, there was a lot of speculation that President Trump just did this, right? He liked Matthew Whitaker and he just stuck him in there. But now we know that he did some due diligence. He went and he asked the DOJ. He did some looking around. It wasn't willy-nilly. And he figured out, or they told him, yeah, you can do this. This is totally fine.
So you have two statutes. You have one that says whenever there's a vacancy in a principal department of the government, of which the Department of Justice is one, the president can appoint whoever he wants as long as that person has worked for the government for 90 days. You then have a specific statute that just refers to the Department of Justice, which says whenever there's a vacancy in the Department of Justice, the number two person who's been nominated by the president, confirmed by the Senate, shall fill the role. So when you have two statutes that disagree, which one do you follow, the general or the specific? Very clear, you follow the specific. Congress could not have been more precise when it said the number two person, the deputy attorney general, takes over. Look, all of this is going to be moot because the president will soon nominate someone and presumably the Senate will confirm whoever he wants to be attorney general. The problem comes with decisions made by Mr. Whitaker in the interim. Because when his position, not if, when his position is found to be legally ineligible, those decisions will become null and void. Okay.
I don't know that I agree with, honestly, I don't know that I agree with him. I mean, it seems, and again, this is not going to be a long appointment. And what I was told is that he could keep his job for something like 210 days. But be that as it may. I think it is going to be a moot point. I really honestly do. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Coming up tomorrow, very excited, yet another candidate for Clark County Chair. Republicans are going to pick a new leader in... on Tuesday, the Clark County Republican Party, yeah. It's going to be a pretty important rebuild for the Clark County Republican Party. David Sajak is the interim. He's the deputy, so he is serving right now. He wants the job at least for the next 7 months. He'll join us tomorrow and tell us what his platform is. Stick around. I promise you, we have only scratched the surface. We're going to get to the bottom of this, I promise you. Till we join you tomorrow, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, live and local, now.
For families across the nation, it's decision time. It's the time to find which health plan will fit your needs. My name is Pat Casal, and I work with the MultiCare Group, and we can help you navigate through all the confusion surrounding you or your family's healthcare options. We can help you find healthcare plans that fit your budget, whether on the exchange or off the exchange. We will help you get tax subsidies where you qualify, and if you don't qualify for subsidies, we're going to help you find the best plan to fit your budget. For instance, in Clark County, Sierra Health and Life offers the most competitive health plans. Let me provide you with an in-depth analysis on which plans make the most sense for you. Compare the plans side by side. The MultiCare Group is licensed to offer you coverage throughout the state of Nevada and in California and other states if necessary. We will find the best plan with guarantees that fit your best budget. For more information, call me, Pat Casale, at the MultiCare Group on my cell, 702-286-1014. That's 702-286-1014, or try the office, 702-396-9449. Give us a call today and see where your options lie. I look forward to helping you real soon.